Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Step in very quickly, and both benches salute, both come back.
The home of the Bruin, 98.5, the Sports Hub. It's T&R.
Heard you like to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter, at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Kimbrel deals in the air, deep left field, hit well. Benintendi on the run, he's got it, and the Boston Red Sox are headed to the World Series. The Red Sox will celebrate on the road once again. World Series bound, the fourth trip in the last 15 years.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. We're joined by MLB Network analyst Sean Casey. Sean will be part of MLB Network's World Series coverage live from Fenway Park, which begins today at 3 and will feature MLB Tonight, airing before and after every game. Mr. Casey, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
We're you know what we're doing? We're rocking and rolling.
Why wouldn't you be? Why wouldn't you be?
That's right. All right, so Craig Kimbrel has not been good as of the All-Star break. And I know that they were saying he was tipping pitches in the last round. But do you see this? You see this with closers sometimes where they just kind of like flame out. Do you think that's a situation that's happening with him right now?
Well, you know, I think his last outing against Houston was definitely a positive. There's no doubt about that. I think he came in, you know, I think his biggest thing is strike one, you know, just coming out, painting strike one. Because I think a lot of times when guys are taking his slider and, you know, he gets into some hitters' counts, you know, he becomes hittable. You know, and as a hitter, too, if I have a pitcher that's kind of all over the place, I can start eliminating pitches, right, and start really setting into a certain zone and really dialing it in. And if you're not there, then I take it. Next, you know, I got to walk, and now you got traffic on the bases. So, you know, for me, I think, hey, Kimbrel, you know, maybe this thing with the tip and pitches gives him a little bit of confidence. He just needs 1 week of confidence. That's all. He needs 4 games of confidence. That's about it. So, you know, Kimbrel's got such great stuff. Stuff plays in the postseason. He's still throwing hard. You know, hopefully he can locate his fastball. But if he has that, he's going to be okay.
All right. Do you consider Manny Machado a dirty player?
Do I consider him a dirty player? He's done some dirty plays. I don't know if I consider him a dirty player. I mean, you know, I look back at the Bedoya incident with, you know, coming in, you know, spikes high into his knee, and, you know, Aguilar with, you know, kicking his calf. You know, some of that stuff's tired. But, you know, I think, you know, I don't know. You know, when he said he doesn't really play the game hard, too, I don't know if that was the best thing to say.
Of course it is. But especially when you're looking for a big payday.
Right.
You know, hey, give me a lot of money. I don't really care.
How do you cost yourself $60 million? Say you're not really a hustler.
Yeah, you're obviously not smart. If there's any, like, you can't hold that in for a month. Like, just act like you care for one month.
Yeah, just don't tell us. Yeah, don't tell us anything, you know?
So do you think that, okay, it's funny because, I mean, everyone always looks for a villain on the team, and Manny Machado obviously comes straight up. I mean, how long did that throwing balls at everybody thing last? I mean, how many, between the Orioles and the Red Sox last year? I mean, that just, it didn't end. It continued. You thought it was over. It kept going. And then, of course, there's been the trash talk. But when you see him and what he did to Aguilar, you know, and he kicked his foot, I mean, there's got to be, at some point, you got to, I mean, the umps, and they've got to keep an eye out for this guy, right? This is somebody you actually have to watch to possibly pull a dirty play during the World Series.
Well, he's an easy target, you know, with the relationship he has with Boston, you know, with the Red Sox. And I think, you know, obviously the fans and everybody with, you know, now he's back with L.A. and he's done a couple things in the postseason, you know, and the fans were booing him in Milwaukee and all that stuff. But, you know, I mean, as a player, he's one of the best players in the game. You know, he he does what he does, he's going to get a huge payday. But I mean, anytime you have dirty plays in the game and a player is a repeat offender, I think the umpires, will have their radar up.
All right, Sean, what is your opinion on the theory of having Mookie Betts play second base in a National League ballpark to have J.D. Martinez play right field and keep Jackie Bradley Jr. in the lineup? And you were just talking about Manny Machado. Suppose Mookie's playing second base and Machado is bearing down on him as Mookie tries to turn a double play.
Well, you know what? I think I was talking to Peter Gammons yesterday, and Peter was telling me that Mookie takes ground balls like 3 days a week at second base. I think if Mookie Betts was playing second base, he'd be one of the best second basemen in the game. You know how good of an athlete he is. So I think when JD has to play right and Mookie plays second, I think that they don't miss a beat. And as far as anyone, Machado or anybody bearing down on Betts or anybody at second base, I think the rules are there for a reason, right? Now, and you got to make sure you slide into the base. And obviously, I think if I'm Machado and I want to make a play at second base, I obviously don't want to get ejected either. So I think. I don't think you'll see any of that this series. I think it'll be a clean series.
No, you say you talked to Peter Gammons. Do you follow him on Twitter?
Yeah, well, I don't have to follow him on Twitter. I just call him, I don't follow him on Twitter. I just, but I love Peter, man. He's the greatest.
Because if you follow him on Twitter, I would ask you what percentage of the conversation you had that you could actually understand. Because Peter's a little off the rails on Twitter nowadays.
Oh, dude, I haven't seen that. I'll have to start following him.
There's a lot of analogies that
he's gotten very political recently.
But, yeah, but now
he tweeted out a picture of Fenway yesterday and put, "Is this Trump's wall?"
Yeah, the monster,
the green monster. There's a lot of political.
I did a little piece yesterday on MLB Tonight. I was in the green monster, and man, there's some great history in that place. In the monster, they got the 1961 All Star game in pencil. They got a Ted Williams, they were charting his like home runs for one season on the wall. Neil Diamond signing it, I don't know, man. It's cool to be in there, and how those guys get those numbers still up there is unbelievable.
Well, Neil Diamond's obviously is cheapened it a little bit, but other than that,
it's fantastic. So what are your predictions for Chris Sale? He's and David Price for that matter. I mean, yeah. We don't know what we have going in to Game One and Game Two.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, with Sale, I look at Sale sometimes, like I look at Kershaw a little bit. Like, if Sale doesn't have his best stuff, he can still beat you with the secondary pitches, and he knows how to pitch. I think the big thing for Sale is throwing strikes. Last outing he had a few walks. I think anytime you get guys on base and you got to deal with that, and you don't have your electric fastball to get out of some trouble. I think that's where he'll run into some problems. But I think Chris Sale's going to let it all hang out game one. He'll be ready to go. And David Price, man, I tell you what, if he pitches the way he pitched the other day against Houston with that changeup working and really spotting his fastball and looked like he was throwing the ball with conviction, that's a pretty tough one, too, if those guys are on.
Clayton Kershaw, a lot was made of Clayton Kershaw having never pitched at Fenway Park before in his career. Does that matter? I mean, a pitcher pitching in a ballpark he's never been in before, or do pitchers today just not care and focus on what's in front of them?
I don't think so, especially a guy like Clayton Kershaw. I mean, he's so pitch-by-pitch oriented. He's so great because he's so consistent mentally, I think. So I think for him that'll be something that he's done. He's been in this situation before. I think one thing about Fenway Park in Boston, man, I haven't played here 1 year and played here as a visiting player too. There's nothing like that crowd, man. That crowd's different, and the energy at Fenway is different.
It's right.
But it's unbelievable. And I think they bring it, the energy. And I think tonight, Clayton Kershaw, I think maybe has not felt something like he's going to feel, in game one from the energy point of view.
And that matters. Like you can, it's a visiting player. They can get in your head.
Well, I would say, listen, the game can get away with you and get away from you in the first. So I just think that Clayton Kershaw is such a veteran pitcher and just such a good player that he'll find a way to calm his nerves and settle in.
All right, Sean, who on the Dodgers has the best potential to be the Jackie Bradley Jr. of this series? The guy that nobody expects to end up having being a major piece in the success of their team?
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, they have so many, there's so many different pieces, over there. maybe a guy like David Freese. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he's going to play, probably get some time, you know, with a few lefties going, with maybe a couple starts here. Maybe he's a guy that you know, does something. Or maybe a Max Muncy, you know, because you're going to see Muncy at some point here, because as you know, the Red Sox bullpen so right-handed heavy, you're going to see Muncy at some point. I mean, you know, that's a guy right there. You know, you look at Jackie Bradley Jr. with the home runs that he's hit, the RBIs he's driven in. You know, Muncy has that potential to just have a couple big hits.
Yeah, and you okay? So obviously, Price and Sale left-handers. The Dodgers are a heavy left-handed hitting team. How much are you concerned about that? If you're the Dodgers,
well, the Dodgers they got you know, they could be pretty righty heavy too. You know, with the, you know, the way Dave Roberts mixes and matches. You know, you got Turner Machado, you got Puig, Chris Taylor. You know, Barnes obviously behind the dish, but you know, you got Dozier, Kike Hernandez. You know, you got David Freese. So you do have a lot of right-handed bats. You know, obviously you're going to have Bellinger in there, you know, a couple of the big left-handed bats. But, you know, Dave Roberts has a lot of righties in that lineup.
All right. Well, listen, Sean Casey, you can hear him, see him. He'll be part of MLB Network's World Series coverage live from Fenway Park, which will begin today at 3 o'clock and feature MLB Tonight airing before and after every game. Thank you so much for the time, sir. Enjoy yourself.
All right, guys, thanks a lot. We'll see you. Hopefully see you out the yard.
All right. Well, yeah, that's not happening.
I don't have a spare $2,000, but yeah. A hole in my pocket.
They're not in a big rush to give us press passes, I'll tell you that.
Jesus.
All right, thank you, Sean. All right. What am I wrong here? Aren't they lefty heavy?
They have some left-handed hitters, but all the guys that he mentioned have been some key contributors to the Dodgers down the stretch. Mm. I forgot about Dozier. I forgot about that trade.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He hasn't played well. Dozier.
Is that Trump's wall? Just want to know. I was quoting.
Is that what?
Peter Gammons. Is that Trump's wall?
Yes, that's right.
The tweet that he sent out yesterday of the Green Monster?
Yeah, that's right.
Dozier hit 0.087
yeah.
In September.
Oh. Before that tweet, he tweeted out twice, a couple of blocks from where the Osmus grandparents lived.
No, he ran into that's a continuation of a tweet where he said the day Brett Ausmus, isn't it weird, the day Brett Ausmus was hired by the Angels as the new manager, I ran into his parents while walking on the Cape.
No, period. It doesn't say anything like that, John.
No, the tweet before that, it doesn't say anything like that?
Okay, so I'm looking, because it says two tweets, a couple of blocks from where the Ausmus grandparents lived, and then a couple of blocks from where the Ausmus grandparents live.
Oh, he deleted it then by accident because he did tweet it out. I saw it.
Okay.
And then it says, that's weird. All right.
No, here it is. It says, so on a 30-degree walk, yeah. I meet John Ausmus is Brad's cousin. What
oh,
a
it's
world.
Cousin. Oh, I take it back. All right.
Where'd you get the cape?
I thought he said while I was walking on the Cape.
Look, no.
There have been so many
tweets. So on a 30-degree walk.
He says you could be walking on the Great Wall of China. You'd be walking on the moon.
I thought he was on the Cape. That's my mistake.
Well, now I feel stupid with my left-handed take.
Yeah, the Chris Taylor thing, the Dozier thing. Yeah, they do have right-handed hitters.
Ah, shut up. I feel bad enough as it is.
Sorry.
I was trying to seem smart.
I apologize.
And then I got, then I was wrong.
Yep. I should have kept my big mouth closed there. Yep.
Now I'm going through their lineup and I feel like a jackass. Stupid Wallach.
How is this my fault?
I don't know. You sit there.
Okay.
Sit there walking it all up.
It's a glasses thing, isn't it?
I wear them too. Then you know they got to take out one of my teeth.
Oh, really? That's new information. Why?
Because of the I'm getting to that Invisalign.
Right.
Doing a big endorsement.
And they're taking one of your teeth out to do it?
They're going to jack out one of these choppers here on the bottom.
Ooh.
Thank God I got braces when I was a kid. And they told me I had a severe overbite, which is why I have no chin. Part of the reason.
Okay.
I'm essentially deformed.
Okay.
Like, if they had their way, they would have to break my jaw and move everything around. But unfortunately, I got to talk, you know? Yeah, me with my dumb question.
Well, you should just ask him.
Hey, Coach, how about those socks?
Yeah. Hey, Sean, how about those socks?
It's not easy being green.
Hey, Coach, how about those socks?
How about those socks? Isn't it something?
That's very, hey, Bobby, the Yankees are in town.
What do you think?
What do you think?
You got to warm him up with a little softy.
That was the best.
I haven't heard a lot from Sports Talk Matt recently.
I think he's like in Vegas or something like that.
He is. He's a nationally syndicated host.
Really?
Yes.
Good for Sports Talk Matt.
Excellent. Good for him.
Well, hey, Bobby, you know, the Yankees are in town. Bunch of New York media is here in the room with us. You know, what do you think?
We sit here radio.
Rotting in dumb local radio, asking stupid questions. Yeah. Now, you know what? That's going to eat at me now. Thank God I'm not on Twitter. I bet you everyone on Twitter is having fun at my expense.
No, somebody just made a t-shirt that said, hey, Coach, how about those socks? You need to manufacture those things.
You know, Coach, how about those socks?
I know we have to break. If I was Belichick, I'd do the exact same thing. I'd be like, how about them, jackass? Like, what? Like, how about those socks? Oh, I don't know, stupid. How about them? What do you want me to say, you idiot?
Hey, Coach, how about those socks?
Any advice for Alex Cora? No, stupid. I'm a football coach. You idiot.
Well, let me break down the left-handers for you.
I swear to God, like, I'd be all right with the media. Like, I would. But if someone said, how about them socks? I'd go, how about them, stupid? What do you want me to say, you dumb jackass?
That goes on the back of the shirt. In the front, hey, Coach, how about those socks?
Hey, any
how
messages,
about them, stupid?
Any messages for Alex Cora? Just, you know, it was his birthday yesterday. Was it? Like, what a stupid question. It was his birthday yesterday. Oh, was it now?
Wow. He has a birthday like every human?
Wow. Like everything alive? He turned 43. No ass, huh? Wow, that's something. Dummy. How about them socks?
How about those socks?
Oh, shut up. Get him out of here.
Sandman! Stacey James comes out with a broom.
All right. Now I just got mad because I'm angry at myself. How about them socks? And then I just whip it out and just go, here's your socks.
What?
Hey, Coach, how about those socks?
That would be your response?
Yeah.
To whip it out?
I take my balls out and I go, here's your socks. Right, I'm compensating because of my bad question. All right. We'll be back.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's a ground ball to third. Bregman, he's been great all night, and it's fitting that he is the one to secure a game one win for the Houston Astros. A little James Harden to boot, a Euro step, and an exclamation point on a victory for the Astros. A 7-2 road win.
There's a lot of hardware down there, you know, Cy Youngs and MVPs and All-Star games and all that stuff, but there's not too many World Series rings down there. I know they're hungry for one, and you know, they have a shot right now.
There's a drive into left field. Is that one going to stay fair? Pierce is watching, and this one is fair and gone. Bradley Jr., a high fly ball to right. Reddick is at the wall. Can only watch a grand slam. Jackie Bradley Jr., a knockout punch here in the eighth. And a high drive, way back. Jackie Bradley Jr. sends it out of here, and Boston is back on top.
He worked in his craft. He found a few things that he really liked about his swing. Now he understands who he is as a hitter.
How about 9 two-out RBIs in his last three games, and the Red Sox are in the lead.
No one's gonna take me. Time has come to make things right.
Runners will be off with a crack of the bat with two outs.
You and I must fight for.
Kimbrel deals, Bregman in the air, left field. Benintendi dives.
You and I must fight to survive.
He makes the catch. Oh, what a play. The 1-2 is deep in the left field, and J.D. Martinez with a home run. Boston strikes first. Red Sox 1-0.
Everyone with hands on. That's what it was going to take in order to beat a great team like Houston.
So now in the air, left field. That is hit well. Got some carry to it. That's going to fly. And this one is gone. Rafael Devers, a three-run blast. It is 4-0 Boston.
No one's going to take me.
Kimbrel
Jr., and he is your ALCS MVP.
Some of the best fans in the world. To be bringing a World Series opportunity back to them and an American League championship back to Boston, I'm sure they're going nuts right now back there.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. Ken, hello.
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
I was kind of hoping Sarge would be there for this, what I'm going to say. But last night, there was WWE event in Providence. And at the beginning, Roman Reigns, the champion, he gets up in the ring and he's telling everybody that he's got to step down as champion because he's battling leukemia. Well, as he's doing this, right behind him, they got these big Wallach heads there on placards.
Is that true?
Yeah, from what I heard, people were contacting me last night saying that there are Wallach heads like all over the arena yesterday.
All over the dunk? How about that?
Yeah, and it was kind of funny. I'm like, hey!
They should count our Providence numbers.
there are Wallach heads all over the place. And I was like, hey, you know, send me a picture if there is one. And WWE fans very somber last night because of Roman Reigns. It was Roman Reigns, right, who announced he's got leukemia and he's going to have to give the thing. But it was like, you know, I don't think they were in a joking mood. So he's making this like very life changing speech, there's like Wallach heads behind him.
Right, and then now Wallach heads represent something very painful.
Right.
All right. So I know we don't have a ton of time, but I want to tell you this: did you hear about Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers getting removed from the Laker game?
He did, and I'm hearing the reason he got kicked out was because he and Chris Paul during the whole Rondo Spitgate and all that was flipping off Chris Paul.
Right.
And he has obviously great seats right in the front.
Yeah. So because he's in a band, he needs to be part of everything.
But then again, he's been a Lakers fan and had those seats forever.
They have a song named Magic Johnson.
Yeah, he is not a Maria Menounos. He is a legitimate, massive Lakers fan.
That's true, but it still doesn't mean that he's a part of the team. I will say this as two things. One, imagine the Red Hot Chili Peppers if they had a guy who could sing. And two, they've gotten really, really pretentious. So Flea, apparently on Instagram, put up a picture of him and Anthony Kiedis, and it said, "At the Lakers game last night with my dear brother." All right, already, shut up. My dear brother. No kidding, you're friends? You've been in a band together for 100 years. It got crazy at the end, but man, I get so satisfied, deeply drinking in the depth and beauty of the game.
Okay, that's a little weird. By the way, Flea right there, his brother, he basically hung him out to dry when he got kicked out. Like, he pulled one of those, I don't know this guy.
Yeah, I would have too. But I said, if you could have sung, if you could sing properly, we'd be the Beatles.
They were much better when they were rapping, yes.
Yeah, boot!
Oh, dude, Mother's Milk is one of the best albums.
It's one
ever.
Mother's Milk is a fantastic album. You can take everything else. People operating at a high level in so many dimensions. Cerebral, physical, spiritual, emotional, unspoken, and telepathic communication.
What is he doing?
He's being a Red Hot Chili Pepper. I truly love basketball with my three heart emojis. This photo by my brethren.
Jeez, he got kicked out of a basketball game. He's not, you know, going away for life.
No, it's just like this. They have to describe. I can't stand people like that. You watched a basketball game, okay? You didn't, take it in the cosmos, an anal probe.
Is he the Lakers poet laureate? Is he the Dick Flavin of the Lakers now?
No, Dick Flavin looks at him and with judgment. He goes, I don't need any funky bass and lyrics about California. The Flavester just lays it out as it is. The Flav man, they better have him on.
They're not going to. Flavin's been missing from the broadcast for a while now.
He's all over that DickFlavin.com. Very, very prolific.
You don't bust him out for the World Series. I know he's like, you know, the king local guy, but you don't at least throw him out there. I mean, how many teams have a poet laureate?
I think what should happen is that there should be the Boston Pops, and then emerging from the field behind home plate comes out of the ground Dick Flavin.
With fireworks everywhere?
Yeah, boom, boom.
And it goes on and on, whatever.
And so he can screw up on a much bigger scale.
So people all around the country make fun of him. I can't. Thank you for this opportunity to fail on a much larger scale. It got crazy at the end, but man, I get so satisfied, deeply drinking the depth and beauty of the game.
By the way, that game, let's talk about that game for a second. Is this the one last night? No. That was the spinning one.
Yeah.
The one last night. So the Lakers scored 146 points. It's the most that a LeBron... I thought it was 146.
142
points. It's the most points that LeBron James has scored, like his team has scored, in any game he's ever played in as a pro. And they lost. That's today's NBA. They lost to the Spurs, and in one overtime, scored 142 points. And they still didn't win.
Well, they were operating at a very high level in many dimensions.
Can we have half those points as Celtics fans? Can you just like just channel them in to what's going on with the lack of offense over here in Boston?
I don't know.
A few of those points.
You can get my superstar that they should have drafted instead of Tatum.
Yeah, Isaac says to that. I'm sure that's something Danny regrets.
Jonathan Isaac. I said give it 3 years. Scout was on the same page.
You say he's going to be better than Tatum
yep.
in 3 years.
In
time.
1 year.
Not 3 years
this
total.
Year, second year.
This year, so, next year.
By
so
the end
the
of next
season,
year, he will be better than
he
Jason
will be
Tatum.
On the cusp. And then starting with opening tip of, what is it going to be there? 21. That uh-huh. opening tip, Jonathan Isaacs, have filled out his frame.
Yeah.
He can jump out of the gym. He's tall. He can shoot threes.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see.
And to that take, I say.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
No, not very good. Not very good.
I truly love basketball with all my heart, and I want a photo with my brethren. All right, what do we got coming up there, Rich?
All right, well, there was a championship last night that you might not have known happened, and this is an important one. We have the play-by-play. On top of that, we found out, or we now have evidence, as to why the whole kneeling controversy got so out of control.
Hardy has an idea that we should do the lyrics to Magic Johnson in the Dick Flavin voice.
L.A. Lakers, fast break takers, kings of the court, shake and break all breakers.
Back-to-back
is
a
badass.
Gosh darn fact. Back-to-back is a, I'll tell you that.
A claim that remains intact.
Yes, indeed. All right, here are the headlines.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
985, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich, the stack is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
Okay, so Ray Carruth was released yesterday. He is the player that we all know back in, I think it was 1997, orchestrated a plot to kill his pregnant girlfriend and their unborn child. Well, the NFL.com jumped ahead of time, and they wanted to be proactive that if there are any sick people who, for Halloween, wanted to go onto their website and buy a personalized jersey that said Carruth on the back, they made it so you could not, which also kind of stinks for you if your last name happens to be Carruth and you wanted a personalized jersey. But the one thing I learned from reading this article was that there are three other names that have been posted that the NFL has banned that you cannot buy jerseys of. Can you name those three? Two I think you'll be able to get, and there is one that I guarantee you will not be able to.
I will.
Now, this is beside the words. I've tried for the last like 5 minutes to see what I could get shirts at. Poo, you cannot have a one that says that.
Now, why you the hell can. Why that? Do they waste their time with this crap?
If
I'm a grown man and I want a Ray Carruth jersey, then give me a Ray Carruth jersey.
Well, they just don't want to sell it to you. You can get it somewhere else, I'm sure.
Well,
out of all the things I tried.
A licensed product.
The only one that worked was turds. You can get a jersey that says turds. On the back of it.
Someone who's...
Who are the first two? There's Carruth and who else?
Well, that's what I'm asking
you. Oh, okay.
There's three other people in this article.
Kaepernick?
No. Kaepernick, I'm sure you can buy.
I don't know. The NFL has him as persona non grata.
No.
Kaepernick?
There's two others. One is extremely obvious. Like, extremely...
Hernandez.
Yes, Aaron Hernandez. And there's one more. One more that's going to be easy to get.
Because Hernandez, by the way, there's going to be another guy in the NFL named Hernandez.
Hernandez is kind of a popular name.
Yeah.
So I would think that if you're someone named Hernandez, I could see maybe if it was just the mix of Hernandez and the number for the Patriots, they wouldn't let you do that. But it seems like the name you cannot put on there. The other one, O.J. Simpson.
Okay.
And the final one that is a shock, Harambe, the gorilla. Do you remember when a while back everyone was like obsessed with the death of Harambe or free Harambe?
Yeah.
That I guess went a little out of control, and you cannot buy one that says Harambe.
It went out of control because what you want to do is that, you know, too many of these are selling.
Yeah, I don't
stop
know.
Stop the presses.
Why that they stopped doing that? Just take people's money.
I like the name Hernandez. Like, okay, well, so you can't have Johnson on the back of a T-shirt. You can't have Jones on the back of. I mean, Hernandez is a very common last name.
Let me see if I can get one. You know what? Actually, in the other room, see if you can put Hernandez on like a Chiefs jersey. Because I could see if maybe they've just done it for the Patriots.
There's probably someone named Hernandez in the league right now. John, you should know that.
I don't know off the top of my head.
You don't know the names of everyone on every NFL roster?
Sorry, I do not.
All right, well, you don't serve a purpose.
All right, well, there was a championship that was settled last night, and it was an intense one. I don't know if you guys saw this. It was on Twitch. Were you guys on the old Twitch last night?
No.
Is this Tetris?
Yes, it was.
No.
The Tetris Championship, and we have a guy who had won for the last 8 years, and he was dethroned yesterday by a 16-year-old, and you want to hear the play-by-play? All I know is that somehow Dan Lifshatz from our own Bankroll Boys has a backup job, and that's doing play-by-play for the Tetris Championships.
Able to do it before. He's made it to level 32. It's all up to this right now.
Jonas staying alive and making it to Tetris. This could mean the victory here. Boom, Tetris for Joseph. Three more.
The pressure is on the kid right now.
Crazy build going on.
Always going for the Tetris.
He held out. Boom, Tetris for Joseph. Can
he
do it?
One away.
One and change.
One away.
One and change will do it.
Oh,
and a long bar.
He's
set up. Is it going to come? Where is it? Or is there going to be a drought? How's this going to play out? Oh,
okay,
he takes
perfect,
a double.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. It's set up now. He's still
just
waiting.
The Tetris
13
now.
Piece drought. 17 piece drought.
End?
There's
takes
the long
double.
Bar.
Boom!
There it is.
Tetris
Boom!
For Joseph.
And York.
And we have a new Tetris World Champion. 16-year-old Joseph Saley has done it.
He
oh my
is
goodness.
Your new classic Tetris World Champion taking.
Dude, now get back to all your dates.
That was like a 23-minute long Tetris session. And those things, you know, like as you get better, they start going faster.
Yeah.
They were flying so fast. There's no possible way that they had any idea that they could think that fast in order to make it work. But damn it, that 16-year-old kid, and he's doing it all weird with his hand.
Yes, he's like, very, he had a, this is not a lie, he had a tactic where he would press the button.
It's the hyper tap technique, they're calling
it. And usually you would just hold the button.
Mm-hmm.
I see. But this guy, this kid, took time away from his bevy of lady friends and decided to get going on Tetris.
Yes, Dan.
So just quickly, I went on the NFL custom shop. I could get Hernandez in a Minnesota Vikings jersey, number 81, 84, 85. Could not get it in the Patriots jersey.
Yeah. Any number, too?
Just says, we're unable to customize this item with the text you have entered.
Yeah.
Please try a different entry.
There we go. Well, just for that then, apparently. So apparently you can now get sued for ghosting someone, standing them up when you said you wanted to hook up with them. Ask Billy Idol. A woman named Juliana Berg is suing Billy Idol, who's 62, by the way, for allegedly inviting her to his hotel room in Las Vegas 2 years ago, only to wind up leaving her out on her own. According to a lawsuit that's been obtained, she says that she thought she'd be returning to his hotel room for the night. She had no place to go and no money to afford a room on her own when he allegedly ditched her. She's suing him for travel expenses and reimbursement for the concert ticket.
Well,
she also wants to be paid for the extreme emotional distress that she suffered.
Yeah, you need a lot of money to score a hotel room in Vegas. So you're telling me you didn't have $5?
Yeah, I have a feeling that if you would have went down to that circus, the clown hotel, where they have Vince Neil's Tattoo Auto Bar.
Great steak place, though.
She should have just found Leslie West. See if she could have stayed with him.
Leslie West?
From Mountain.
Wow. That is a random reference. Mississippi Queen?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe
no one from Triumph was around?
Billy Idol's all right live. I saw him like maybe 10 years ago. Dude was excellent. He's got more hits than you think he does.
The best thing that ever happened to him is when he got in that motorcycle accident and he couldn't be in the video, so he had to have that girl jumping all around the bed.
Cradle of Love. Yeah, that was a video. That came out just right age.
Yep.
And
it was no Samantha Fox, but it got the job done.
No, it was not. And Thrillist has come out with the top horror movies of all time. They have ranked them
Sleepaway
in time for
Camp.
Halloween. Sleepaway Camp. I wonder if that's on here.
Sleepaway Camp's the scariest movie of all time. Sleepaway Camp, you couldn't pay me to look at again.
Well, Sleepaway Camp has all of the right elements of what should be a terrifying horror movie. There's psychological stuff, there's like abuse, but there's also, it was filmed during that era when like those film, they're made so cheap, yeah. And those cheaply made films are 10 times more terrifying.
I saw it at a sleepover party in middle school. No fun.
Number 10 is Alien. That is a great choice to be put on there. Number 9, they have Jaws. Number 8, Nosferatu.
What?
Nosferatu. It's the old school one with the guy with the long fingers and the big eyes. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, like the long, okay, the scary looking guy.
Scary looking dude. And number 7, Jeff Goldblum in The Fly. That was pretty damn good. Number 6, The Thing, the
These
original.
These aren't horror movies, though.
Oh, The Thing is totally a horror movie.
But Alien isn't.
Oh, the first Alien is a pure horror movie.
Jaws isn't a horror movie.
It is. It is. Sure it is. Alien turned into like an action franchise, but the first one is a legit straight-up horror movie.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's awesome, and it's way intense.
Newer version of The Thing was pretty creepy also.
That was good, but it's not the original one. Once again, made kind of cheaply back in, like, 82.
I don't care for Sigourney Weaver.
That was, she. Well, yeah, she was in that one, but she was the hero in Aliens.
I don't know.
The second one.
I don't even... I'm just saying things.
Number 5, Night of the Living Dead. Number 4, Halloween. Number 3, Psycho. And number 2... The Exorcist, and coming in at number 1, I don't think one of us can argue, is...
Sleepaway Camp.
It's not Sleepaway Camp. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, that had some of the same aspects of Sleepaway Camp.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And that's not the Jessica Biel one that came out years later.
Did you see the Texas Chainsaw Massacre where the guy kept lighting an iron coat hanger, sticking it on his head, and then eating it?
No, is that the one with Matthew McConaughey?
No. This was like when it was even cheaper probably than the first one.
Okay. There was one that had Arlie Ermey in it. The guy who was the, you know, been in, what was the movie? Oh, yeah, Full Metal Jacket, where he was the drill instructor. I think that's the second one.
Oh, he died.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5.